Butterflies and bees, daisy and birds and necklace and some birds and some helicopters, trees,
I don't know what you're saying, but you've come out with a long list of things like flowers, trees, cauliflowers. I thought you were just looking out of the window, but we haven't got cauliflowers. Now you've started saying things like Teletubbies and tweenies.
No, cauliflowers.
Cauliflowers are vegetables.
Yes.
They're not flower flowers.
Sprouts.
Sprouts? No, sprouts are vegetables. Brussels sprouts.
About carrots.
Is carrots are vegetables?
About apples.
Oh, no, well, apples are fruit rather than vegetables. Anything that has a little pip inside.
Yes.
It's really a fruit, not a vegetable. So if you open things like oranges and apples, or seeds as well, seeds.
Seeds are in my
Teletubby pot. Oh, seeds are in your Teletubby pot. Yes, we did that a few weeks ago, didn't we? Planted some seeds in your Teletubby pot.
No.
Well, they're little flowers that we planted. Called something like candy tuft. The only thing that worries me is that...
About pansies.
Pansies. Well, Mummy's put some pansies in the hanging baskets, hasn't she?
And those Teletubby pots are growing flowers.
The Teletubby pots are growing flowers, that's right. The only thing that worries me, Thomas, is we've had a lot of rain and Mummy didn't put holes in the bottom of the Teletubby pots.
Oh.
Well, because I forgot. Silly Mummy. And so... when it's rained, the soil's got very wet, and I'm a bit worried that it's been too wet for the flowers to grow. And the other thing, it looks to me as if there might be some seeds on the table. I'm just wondering whether the soil has washed over and the seeds have come out. Let me just go and get them, haven't you?
Okay, quickly. It's folded.
Oh.
Yes.
Right, well, I can see the problem. Right, look, very careful because it's full of dirty water. Can you see all the seeds we've planted have actually come to the top of the soil, haven't they?
Yeah.
So what we must do, we won't do it now because we're going to have breakfast.
Okay.
I'll put it back on the table and then... the table outside. And then I shall do something else with them. I shall put some more soil on top. Mm. Put some holes in the bottom for drainage. They've really risen to the top, haven't they?
There's some holes in it.
Yes, we'll put some holes in the bottom.
That's a really dirty.
What might be a better idea, actually, Thomas, is if we put them into a different container and keep the Teletubby pots as they are, and we can use those as little plant pots for when you're growing things like mustard and cressel. Let's have a look at some flowers you planted.
Please!
Well, you did this at Toddler Group, didn't you?
And oh, these. Yes!
Who did that with you at activity time?
Lynn.
Ben and Charlotte's mummy, Lynn, did that. Now, actually, I think it's time for these to go into the garden because they're when four shoots appear, these are called shoots, Thomas, these little leaves.
Look, smell them.
Oh, well, be careful. There's nothing really to smell, is there? When four shoots appear, it's time to put them into something else. And you see, we were only supposed to plant one sunflower seed. And we must have planted...
It's large, in a beaker.
It's in a beaker, isn't it? We must have planted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seeds we must have used in that little pot. And it's really... the pot is too small now, so we'll choose a place in the garden. What might be a good idea is if we put, say, 4 in one place and 3 in another. And then...
I got some good trees.
Yeah, these are called
raspberry tree.
These are sunflowers.
Mummy.
Yes, darling.
Look, raspberry tree.
A buzzy bee tree. Oh, yes, that's... I can't think what it's called. The name escapes me, Thomas, but yes, in a few weeks, because we're in April now, I would say possibly May, June probably, lots of little flowers will come out on that. Lavateria, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't think it is. Oh, I don't know, I'm hopeless. That tree over there that is now in Fred and Rachel garden, that used to be Sue and Andy's, it's called the Buddleia. And that has sort of bluey, purpley flowers, and it attracts butterflies. Mm. You keep watching. No, don't do that. You keep watching that tree, and all the butterflies will come to it. I think these are called lavateria, but I'm not sure, Thomas.
Just I'm putting this on the...
No, don't, because it'll make a mess of the windows. I don't want that, thank you. I think it's raining now, look.
Look at
it. Isn't it? Look at the path.
Oh, yeah.
So yes, bees come to that, and we've got lots of other plants in the garden that are going to get pink flowers on them.
Yeah.
And we've planted those little primroses or primulas, whatever they're called.
Look, yeah, the pot. Plants. We put the pot on the grass.
The pot on the grass?
There.
Which one? The green one?
No, me, the orange one.
The orange one on the grass?
Yes.
I can't see one on the grass.
There.
Oh, yes I can. Oh, right, well that must be one that had these little primulas in, and when Mummy was doing the planting I must have dropped that one and the wind's blowing it over there. And do you see what these are? This long tub here. We've got honeysuckle and sweet peas in that one.
In that one?
That one had a dahlia. It's just the bulbs and the roots you can see now. We're going to plant that under the trees. There's ivy, these hanging baskets, and this big tub down here have ivy in them. Ivy climbs at the walls. You'll never ever touch the plants outside to eat them, will you?
No.
Never touch the leaves, Thomas, or try and taste them, because some of the leaves, if you get them on your fingers, it'll make your fingers itch and itch and itch and you'll tickle. And you never ever eat them, because things like the ivy make you very poorly if you eat that.
And sick.
You don't want that, do you? And do you see what those big tubs are there? They're square tubs. In those, we've got strawberry plants.
Nice.
And you see the two twigs that are sticking up with leaves on?
Yes.
They're apple trees.
Yeah.
Small apple trees that we've got to do something with. And that fancy shaped container.
I need to bring them in.
Well, no. I don't think we'll get any fruit this year, but we'll plant them, and then next summer we might get some apples, and then you can bring them in and eat them, can't you? That fancy shaped tub is really Mum's herbs planter, but I've not put herbs in it. Are you bored with this gardening session now, are you? That's got sweet peas in it. And look, can you see what this is? This terracotta pot with the holes in the side, can you see? That's actually called a strawberry planter, Thomas, that pot. And it's got mint, which we have with lamb. And it's got sage and oregano growing. And they smell nice. Shall I just go and get you a nice mint leaf?
Yay!
So let me go and get one of them.
Let's start a run on your head.
Yes. This is mint. Actually, you can hear the birds crying in the rain singing. That's the lemon, isn't it? That's not the mint one. Just go get the mint.
I've got a leaf, Mummy. Well, Mummy, I've got the leaf.
Oh, this is called lemon balm. You smell that. You like that? Can you smell lemons?
Yeah.
I can. I think that's a beautiful scent. Sometimes in the summer. That's a mint. That's like toothpaste and polos. And look at this one. This is what we put on pizzas. You're not impressed, are you?
No.
It smells more like a crocodile.
I'm going to the railway station in the morning now.
You want to go to the railway station this morning?
I did buy some jelly babies.
Don't think so, love. We've got to go to work. Do you see those tall, thin things?
Yes, another.
Pick another. Well, we've got some. I'll get you some lavender. That smells nice.
My mansion got all the moody,
moody, moody. Right, fern and sun. You smell like that's lavender. Mm-hmm. Is that a tickle?
Yes.
That smells nice. If you put lavender in the room, it's supposed to make you go to sleep quickly, so I might try that in your bedroom. And this is another sort of mint. This is more a spearmint. You smell that. Now, can you does that really smell like toothpaste?
Yes. And it's on Poland now.
Do you?
Yeah.
And these little leaves, the lemon ones, beautiful though. In the summer evenings, Thomas, when you're sitting outside on the patio.
Yeah.
And it's a warm night and there's just a little breeze, you get all these beautiful smells. That's why Mummy has so many of these herbs and things. We've got orange thyme and lemon thyme and a beautiful tangerine thyme.
Goodbye.
Tangerine thymes. Goodbye. I thought we were going to have our breakfast now, don't you? I won't itch much.
Mummy, before you get in, I dropped a leaf.
Where did you drop a leaf? I think I picked it up, Poppet. But we must sort out those candy flats or whatever they're called, seeds that we planted, otherwise they're not going to work, aren't they? They're too wet.
Need one big world book.
Pardon?
Need a teddy bear book.
Teddy bear book? Cool. We'll have our breakfast. We'll look at those later. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's wet outside, Thomas. That's a shame, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then we've got this pretty tub here. That's the tub with lavender in. But can you see there's a beautiful daisy plant next to it? You see all those pretty daisies, big daisies, much larger than the ones you get on the grass. So we've got lavender, a white daisy with yellow centres, and then some little blue and lilac pansies. That's a pretty tub, isn't it?
Oh, you need me now.
Yes, I think I need a drink after all that talking.
Yeah.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, I do.
And at the bottom of the garden, we've got a blackberry bush. Yes. And we've got a tayberry bush.
Where?
Right at the bottom. You can't see them yet. There's no fruit on it, but we've still got some tayberries in the freezer, haven't we, from last year? They're like little raspberries.
Need some.
You need some. I'll tell you what, they're really nice when they're still frozen.
Please!
They taste like ice lollies when they're frozen. I'll just see if I can get to them. I think we might actually have done something else with them now, but let me have a look.
You got some raspberries cold. Actually, strawberries are cold. Raspberries are what is this cold? Warm. Make the feet better.
Just see them, Thomas. I think they're right at the bottom of the freezer. Ah, here they are. That's where I forgot some.
Yeah.
Guess what else we've got in the freezer?
Yes?
Some mince pies from Christmas.
Oh no! Father Christmas has got a lady.
Oh no. No, Father Christmas didn't forget to eat the mince pie we left for him. These are mince pies that Mummy made after Christmas, and I think we've got about three left in the container in the freezer.
There's one.
Now look at these. These are straight from the freezer.
Yeah. And look, it's got some ice on the top.
It has. It's just come out of the freezer. I'm going to give them a rinse. They were rinsed before they were frozen, but...
Please, I can taste one.
You certainly can have, yes.
Oh.
They taste. That was nice when they come out of the freezer.
You don't think really nice.
We use these when we're making crumbles or pies. And they're nice just to have with ice cream, aren't they? But when they come out of the freezer, you taste one of those. Might be a bit sharp, actually. It's not quite as sweet as a raspberry. Is it cold?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like eating a nice lolly, isn't it?
It's cold.
It's cold.
So this one is very cold and frosty.
Leave them just for a minute if you like, but I'll tell you what else is nice, Thomas. Grapes. Green and black grapes, if you wash those and dry them and put those in the freezer and take them out, and you eat those like ice lollies as well. Just bite into them, they're really juicy.
I want one, cold.
A bit too cold?
Yeah.
It's like eating an ice lolly though, Thomas. Mm. Just bite a tiny bit off.
Yeah.
Bite a tiny bit off.
It's wobbled.
It's wobbled? You've dropped it? Oh, it's wobbled there. There you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, too cold?
Oh, yeah.
Right, shall Mummy eat them or shall we leave them at the side till they've thawed out a bit?
Yes.
Yes. And cool. Put them in a little dish. And then when they've thawed out, you can eat them, can't you?
I put it in that container.
You want to put it in a container?
The air one in the beaker.
No, Johnny, because I've got that wash ready to put some pasta in there. There we are.
I need some pasta. I need to get some now.
I haven't cooked it yet. So will you remind me, we've got some mince pies in the freezer.
Yes.
And one day when we want something nice to eat, we'll get the mince pies out and pop them in the oven to warm up. It's hot cross bun time at the moment, isn't it? Easter, not mince pies. Talking of which, let's have our breakfast. Would you like cereal this morning, Thomas?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Please.
What sort of cereal? Cornflakes, Rice Krispies or Honey Nut Loops?
Krispies.
Rice Krispies with milk?
Cornflakes with milk.
You need milk. Cornflakes as well?
It's a milk.
A milk. Well, what would you like? Oh, it's all gone out of my jumper. Would you like cornflakes or Rice Krispies, Thomas?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes, please.
No milk.
Cornflakes with no milk? Right. You keep changing your mind, don't you? We go through an awful lot of cornflakes, don't we?
Yeah.
Have to go to the shop to get some more. Now, would you like your Bob the Builder bowl or your Winnie the Pooh bowl?
Thank you, that one.
Bob the Builder?
Yes.
Whoops.
And Tesco.
From Tesco?
Yes. Tesco safe. That sells. Krispies, cornflakes, Rice Krispies.
You think Tesco sells cornflakes and Rice Krispies?
And Honey Nut Loops.
And Honey Nut Loops, it does. I don't actually think we bought those from Tesco though, but yes, it does sell them. Better pour my cup of tea, haven't I?
A spoon!
You'd like a spoon?
Yeah.
Sorry, darling, it's just when you have them without milk, you tend to just pick them up with your fingers, don't you? You sure you don't want milk on yours? No milk?
No.
No.
No. Just a bit of milk.
Pardon?
Just a bit.
Just a bit of milk. No, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Why don't you tell me when to stop?
Stop.
There's
one.
If you would like some more, just tell me.
Okay, let's go.
I can see Auntie Linda's hanging basket with some pansies in, just peering over the fence. Pansies have little faces. Do you remember we looked at those when we went for a walk the other day?
Yes.
We stopped at that old gentleman's house because he's got the most gorgeous garden, hasn't he?
Yes, lots of pansies.
Lots of pansies, and he had tulips and daffodils. He had all sorts, didn't he? Yes. Lots of nice smelling flowers, wallflowers. Those are the very nice smelling flowers. Auntie Linda and Uncle Brown have those on the front. It looks quite nice because we get the smell when we come in the house, don't we?
Grandma's going to get out. I shall have a wee. Yeah.
You want to get out and have a wee?
No, upstairs. Outside.
Pardon?
And it gets out and the grass wees on it.
Alice?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said you. Alice, next door's dog, gets out of Auntie Linda and Uncle Brown's house to sit and goes and has a wee on the grass.
Yes. Like a spider.
Like a spider. Hmm. I can't say I've ever seen a spider having a wee, Thomas, but still. If you want a wee, you'll ask Mummy for your potty, won't you?
Outside.
No, not outside. No, I know you like to be quiet, but I'm not putting you on your potty outside. You'll get wet anyway, it's cold. I mean, it's raining. Mmm. This tastes nice, don't you? Nice and crunchy. I never got round to repairing your windmill, did I? You remember in March when we had those very strong winds? It might not even be March, it might have been earlier than that, I can't remember.
March. Stop.
Go, stop. No, a different type of March, the month of March, Thomas. January, February, March, April, May, June. And with very strong winds and it blew some petals off your windmill, didn't it? I've got the petals, but I just haven't stuck them back together yet.
Inside.
I'll have to bring it inside to glue it together, won't I?
Yeah.
One of the many jobs I should have got round to doing and just haven't done yet. There is at the front of the house, Thomas.
Yeah.
Do you remember where those daffodils and tulips are growing? Right near the road.
Yeah.
There's some dandelions.
Yeah.
And two of them have gone to seed. I think we might get those in and have a look. Dandelion clocks, we call those.
Yeah.
Do you remember the programme with Auntie Mabel and Pippin?
Yeah.
What happened?
Going outside, cold. So Mark and Alice will go.
No, I think we're on a different program, Thomas, somehow.
That's the daffodils.
Oh, that's the daffodils. Oh, that's clever.
That's slippered tip. I put it in box. So the wheel slipped it.
I see, you're saying you slipped. whistle. You clip them, you put them in boxes, and they go into a big lorry with lots of wheels.
There they go.
You're doing the parade, aren't you? Clapping your hands and whistling. Oh, that's right. Auntie Mabel and Pippin on the Come Outside programmes did two programmes, one about dandelions and one about daffodils. And the daffodil programme, it showed Auntie Mabel planting bulbs, didn't it? And they cut the inside of a bulb so you could see it. And you could see the shoots growing. And Auntie Mabel and Pippin went to Lincoln, where the year before Pippin had planted a daffodil bulb in the daffodil fields, and he watched it grow. And then it showed you the factory, didn't it?
Pick it.
Pick it, yes, where they collected the daffodils, they picked them from the fields, and then what did they do?
Put it in the factory.
In the factory, and the ladies and gentlemen counted them into bunches of... Do you remember how many daffodils are in each bunch?
One, two... Oh, I remember a song about daffodils.
You remember a song about daffodils? Mm. What's the daffodil song?
There's no story about daffodils.
A story about daffodils. I remember the story about daffodils as well. She says, I'm trying to think. I don't really actually, Thomas. No, I remember the one about dandelions. I can't remember the story about... Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Anyway, in the factory, they pack them into bunches of 20, don't they? And then they packed them in boxes with a little label saying English daffodils. And then they went into a very cold room. Do you remember that cold store?
Mm.
And then they were loaded into lorries and taken to the shops to be sold. And at the end of the daffodil season, when all the plants had been, the flowers had been boxed and all the work had been done, they had a parade, didn't they?
Whistles
and bang, bang, bang a drum. We love a parade when we hear the marching band. We love a parade when the bugle calls. Come join the parade, listen to the bugle call. Everybody's having fun at the best parade we know. I'm not quite sure of the words, but that was the tune, wasn't it? And Auntie Mabel and Pippin were riding on a float, weren't they?
Yes.
And what was the story about the daffodil, Thomas? I do remember it was the one where the daffodil blushed, wasn't it?
Hmm.
All the daffodils in the bunch had opened apart from one. And the other daffodils were saying, why don't you open? And she said, because I'm shy and I'm frightened. My face won't be beautiful. And when she opened up, she had a beautiful face. And they all told her how nice she looked. And what colour did her face go? Because she was embarrassed.
Red.
It went red, didn't it? All the other daffodils were yellow. And she was there with a red face. Because she was the prettiest of them all. And then there was the programme with Auntie Mabel and Pippin and the dandelions.
Then, after that, there's been bags. There's been buckles.
Right, you're still talking about the dandelion one. The programme started with Auntie Mabel on her hands and knees doing some gardening, didn't it? She was planting some bulbs. Mm-hmm. And then she went into the house and she was pottering around putting flowers in vases and things. And she tied it up quickly and she accidentally threw one of her gloves away, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
When she came to tidy up, she only had one glove and she said to Pippin, where's my other glove, Pippin? Go and find it. And Pippin couldn't find it, could he? And then later on in the evening, Auntie Mabel was putting the vase of flowers on top of the piano and she heard... What did she hear?
No.
Crash, bang, wallop. She said, goodness gracious, what's that? And she went outside and Pippin had tipped the dustbin upside down and there were bottles and cans and all sorts everywhere. And he was rummaging through the rubbish and she said, Pippin, whatever are you doing? And he came out of the dustbin with Auntie Mabel's...
Glove.
Glove. And she said, oh, Pippin, you are a...
Clever dog.
Pippin, you are a clever dog. That's right. Because he was clever, wasn't he, finding her glove?
Her dustbin buckles now.
Mmm. Who do you think tidied up all the rubbish that had fallen out of the dustbin?
Pippin wanted to do a dustbin tipper. Dustbin tip.
Oh, that was another story about rubbish and recycling, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
They went to visit the rubbish dump and Pippin ran away, didn't he?
Dustbin tip.
In the dustbin tip, yes. I'm always saying he, but actually Pippin is a little girl. She's a she.
Yeah.
And the story about the dandelions was quite different. We've been looking at dandelions ever since, haven't we? Because
Auntie Mabel and Pippin went to London one day. And they were looking, even in the city they were saying that dandelions grow, don't they? Even amongst concrete and all the buildings. Because dandelions grow by little seeds, don't they? Those little white... When the dandelion flowers die...
After the newspaper tip, some butterflies...
After the dustbin tips and butterflies? Do you mean you watched a programme about butterflies after the rubbish programme?
And then one of them jumped on Auntie Mabel's hands.
Did the butterfly jump on Auntie Mabel's hand?
Yeah.
And was it a pretty butterfly?
Yes.
What did it look like? Would you describe it to me, please?
It was more like purple or blue.
It was more like purple and blue, was it? Oh, that sounds a pretty butterfly. That sounds very nice. Because one or two things that fly around in the air, like bumblebees and wasps, they're all right, as long as you don't upset them and if they get cross with you, they'll sting you. But ladybirds and butterflies are pretty little things, aren't they?
Yes. One of the bloody butterflies, I stand on there and carpet here. You cut really high like there and reach a ladybird.
One day you saw a ladybird, did you? And did you try to reach it really high to catch it?
Yeah.
But you couldn't?
No.
And what do ladybirds look like, Thomas?
It's more like fairies.
They're small like fairies?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice description. They've got little wings as well, haven't they?
Like aeroplanes.
Ladybird, ladybird, fly away home. Your house is on fire. Your children are gone.
Fireman here.
Pardon?
Fireman here.
Oh, well, that's very true. Yes, if ladybird's house caught fire, then you're a fireman, aren't you? Mummy used to have a little purse when I was a little girl. I've still got it, actually. And it looked like a ladybird. It had a little black face with red eyes. Oh, it's me. I thought that aeroplane was going to come through the house. Wow, that's loud.
Wasn't Mummy? I'm going to go in that boy's red house again.
You want to go in that boy's red house again? That's where Robert lives. I thought the aeroplane was going to go in Robert's house. Gosh, it was so low. That was frightening.
Please,
can't
go in.
Well, we can't go in now, can we?
For?
Well, because it's breakfast time. And you don't go and visit people at breakfast. Oopsie-daisy. So Mummy's little red and black purse, it had a black face and it had a red body with black spots. And a zip right down the middle.
It jumped on your lap.
It jumped on my lap, yes.
It's...
One of your bibs, actually. Let's see, we've got the drawer with your old bibs in.
Yes!
Was there a ladybird? Look at the bibs, what have we got?
Take them here, I count. One, two, three.
Oh, here it is.
I put them on the head of me, here.
Right. That one.
That's a ladybird.
That's a ladybird. It says, how many spots on the ladybird? How many spots can you see on that ladybird, Thomas?
One, two, four.
I think not. Don't get it in that, just because they're clean. You leave them there, that's right.
Another?
No, how many spots, Thomas?
Look, I'm showing you.
You're showing me. Oh, what does this one say?
Look, a snail.
This is snail lives in my garden. And what does this book say?
Sunshine. It is. How's a frog?
It's a frog. It says frogs say croak, croak. Every bib you have, look, has a nice smiley sun on it, doesn't it?
I need it off.
Well, that one says flowers grow in my garden. I think there was one with an orange trim as well. I can't see that now.
Right. I put it here.
Oh, there's a different one here. Oh no, keep that one separate then, because that's a dirty one. These are all clean. What does that one say?
How's this? What's this called?
It's called a caterpillar. It says caterpillar munches leaves.
Yeah, me and I not eat leaves.
No, you mustn't eat leaves. Never eat leaves. Do you remember when we went to the park, especially around Christmas, when we were looking at the holly berries?
Yeah.
What did we say about the holly berries?
No.
You don't know. We said we must never ever eat berries.
Well, butterflies eat them.
Well, butterflies might. They're for birds, aren't they? The birds eat the red berries. We never ever eat the red berries.
Just a minute.
And the holly leaves are very prickly and very sharp, so we have to stay away from those. Here's the one with the orange trim. Look. Do you know what that creature is?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
You don't know, it's a grasshopper. It says grasshopper hops along.
That's it.
Do you remember the story about the caterpillar?
One called Daddy, one called Mummy. Flower Mummy, flower Thomas, fly back Daddy, fly Mummy.
Oh, Thomas, look, Daddy. You've got to keep them away from there because look, they're getting dirty. I want to have to wash them again.
I'm going to put them here.
Now that. Keep them over that side, please. Don't get them in your breakfast, otherwise you'll have to wash them all again, won't
you? Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you're talking now about that little song we sing at toddler group. It's the old song, Two Little Dicky Birds Sitting on a Wall, One Named Peter, One Named Paul. We've got new words, haven't we? We've got two little caterpillars crawling on the branch.
One called Betty.
One called Betty.
One called Blanche.
And one called Blanche.
Crawl away, Betty.
No, it's crawl away for caterpillars. Crawl away, Betty.
Crawl away, Blanche.
Crawl away, Blanche.
Come back, Betty.
Crawl back, Betty.
Come back, Blanche.
That's right. And then we've got two little goldfish swimming in a tank. One named
Freddy.
And one named
Blanche.
Swim away, Freddy.
Come back, Freddy.
But I was talking about your book about the very hungry caterpillar. What did the caterpillar turn into?
A butterfly.
A beautiful butterfly. Right, let's put those away now because they're getting all dirty, Thomas.
You know it's going wrong over there. I'm here
for them. Let's put them on this pile here.
Here you are.
Thank you very much.
I've got one.
Never mind.
At least I have one.
You can have that one. Frog says, croak, croak. I can't make a good frog sound.
Boo, boo. It's okay. Mister, there's no room for lovers. The one going in there.
What are you saying? There's not room for another?
Yeah, this one.
I think you must have worn some of those bibs more than others because some are really faded, aren't they? The pictures are quite faint. So we were talking about the dandelion story. Ooh. Dandelions grow by when the flowers have disappeared, when the bright yellow flowers have disappeared, we get these white fluffy balls of seeds and they're called dandelion clocks. And when the wind blows them, or somebody brushes past them, all the little seeds float into the air, and wherever they land, if there's a little bit of soil, even in cracks and crevices, they can grow, can't they? New dandelions. We've seen a lot around. In fact, we've got an awful lot on the grass at the front. And when Auntie Mabel and Pippin came home, they walked up the path, and Pippin had been brushing against the dandelion and he got seeds all in his coat. And before going into the house, Auntie Mabel said, "Let me brush your coat." So she brushed him quickly with her hands and all the seeds flew into the air. And then the following year, she had lots of dandelions in her garden, didn't she, from the seed?
White dandelions.
White dandelions.
Look at here! A dustbin man!
The dustbin man, where?
Here!
Well done.
Look, this is house. Dustbin man's house.
Yes, whose house? The dustbin man's house. I don't know. No, it's not dustbin day, Thomas. The dustbin men come on a Monday, and it's a Wednesday today. Right, would you like some toast now, Poppet? Or just some ordinary bread or a hot cross bun?
Nothing.
What about an apple?
Yeah.
An apple, yes please.
I'm just mango sauce.
Pardon?
Mango sauce.
Apple and tomato sauce? I think not.
We've still not talked about that story with the dandelions, have we?
No.
There was that lady called, what was she called, Mrs?
Mrs. Price.
Mrs. Price? Mm. No, I thought she would just call Mrs. But anyway, Mrs. Price is a good name for her. And in her beautiful garden, she had some lilies, didn't she?
Yeah.
And the lilies were beautiful, elegant, tall, white flowers. And they used to sing. Oh, there's Molly behind you. Look, Molly's on the fence. And they used to sing a little song. We are lilies, we are lilies. And they were very proud flowers, weren't they? Because they knew they were so beautiful. And one day, Mrs. came out of the house with a garden. Gardening basket. What are they called? Trogs or drugs or I don't know. But you know the sort of baskets I mean, don't you? Look, Molly's. Oops, she's just missed our strawberry plants. And she wandered slowly in a Wellingtons along the garden. And the lilies, who'd always been really snobbish to the dandelions, and said, you're spoiling our beautiful lily patch. When they saw Mrs. coming along with a gardening basket and her secateurs, they were laughing, saying, oh, she's coming to pull out the weeds. She's going to get rid of you. You're spoiling our beautiful looks.
And then the goose snipped on one of the dandelions and one of the lilies.
Yeah, she didn't snip the dandelions, did she? She snipped the lilies.
Mm.
She collected all the lilies. And then what did she do with them?
Put them in doors.
She put them indoors in a vase of water and stood them on the windowsill. And they did look very nice in the vase, but they stood inside looking out. And once you cut flowers, Thomas, and bring them inside the house, they don't last as long as they do when they're left outside. And now all they could do was look out at the dandelions, who were still enjoying the sun and the rain. And so the lilies might have thought the dandelions were weeds, but Mrs. was quite happy to have them in the garden, wasn't she? So I like to keep the dandelions because I think they're quite pretty. And the daisies on the grass are sweet as well, aren't they?
Mm.
They get chopped up every time we cut the grass, but they soon grow back. I don't know whether you've noticed, but the daisies at night time,
yes,
when it starts to go dark, the daisies close up and little petals shut. You see these big daisies here?
The sunshine in the sky and all the weeds went open!
That's right, when the sun shines in the sky, the weeds open, the little daisies open up. These big daisies here don't close.
Look!
But the small ones in the
big
bottom.
Apple!
A big apple, that's nice. Should I just wipe these few crumbs? They shut the petals and go to sleep. They hide the yellow centre, don't they?
Mm.
And they go to sleep.
The garden centre.
Yes, you go to the garden centre quite often with Grandma and Granddad, don't you? Mm. And where else do you get plants from?
B&Q.
Yes. Yes, you see, Grandma and Granddad go to the garden centre and spend a lot of money, don't they? Mummy goes to B&Q and buys a tub of value pansies because Mummy's like that.
What's the drink?
Probably why Grandma and Granddad's garden always looks nicer than ours. Pardon?
It's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that red gold. The red pasting.
Oh, that's the other thing. When Grandma and Granddad go with you to B&Q, you always go to Maldith Road Station, don't you, and park the car. Oh, look, there's a slug on one of Mummy's herb leaves.
Oh,
I put some slug pellets around, but I didn't think to do the herbs because I didn't think they were interested in those.
What?
Look on that, can you see that little slug, like a caterpillar on that leaf? Can you see it?
Oh yeah!
He must be hungry. That's like the very hungry caterpillar, isn't it? Munching through leaves and everything else. See, he was a big fat caterpillar.
This is just a caterpillar.
I think it's a little slug, because it does look quite small. It looks more the shape of a caterpillar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what else do you do when you go to the garden centre with Grandma and Granddad? Do you ride around in a trolley?
No, I just walk.
You just walk now, do you? But you have been in trolleys, haven't you?
Yes.
You're a big boy now, aren't you? I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Would you like some jam on toast, Thomas?
No.
No, thank you. And do you know what these flowers are called in this vase?
Hmm?
Carnations.
Oh.
What colour are they?
White.
White, and we've got some more on the mantelpiece. I don't know whether you can see them from there, can you?
No.
And they're white and pink. Can you see that little bush right at the bottom of the garden behind your slide, the red one?
Yeah.
That's called a burning bush.
Yeah.
Because when it goes red at this time of year,
yeah,
it looks like the bush is on fire because it's so red.
Mm.
And next to that we've got that little azalea.
I'm at the red fire. Yeah. I blow up the hose by rust water you put in it.
Yes. That's nice. If it was on fire, you'd rush out with a hose pipe, wouldn't you, and turn the water on. And the plant that you brought me for Mothering Sunday.
Yeah.
We've planted that near the burning bush. I can see the nice pink flowers on it. And then can you see those flowers on the Welsh dresser?
Yeah.
Well, the bunch hanging down with the blue and the white and the ivory coloured flowers.
Mm-hmm.
They're dried flowers. They were fresh ones. They look like mm-hmm. these flowers growing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you very interested? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, those mm-hmm. are the flowers that I carried when Auntie Tricia got married.
Yeah.
At mm-hmm. her wedding, Mummy was a bridesmaid along with Auntie Sharon. And we had pretty blue dresses and we carried those flowers. And the blue flowers are dried, but the white and the ivory flowers, they're dried roses and dried gypsophilia or gypsophila. Tied with a little ribbon, aren't they? They were fresh when we carried them, but then I brought mm-hmm. them home and dried them.
Mm-hmm.
And do you see these flowers here?
Yeah.
Now those were one day red roses. Then again this white gypsy
mm-hmm.
and ivory roses and lilies. And those, the roses, were roses that Daddy bought Mummy before you were born for Valentine's Day. You were born in April and Daddy bought them for Mummy in February.
Yeah.
So I dried the roses and with them I put the white or the ivory roses and the lilies. Pardon?
After that big strawberry
you
nearly felt sick.
Oh, after that big strawberry you nearly felt sick. Yes, one day you put in fact it was last week when Nana and Grandad came, you put in such a big piece of strawberry. Put a big piece of strawberry into your mouth so big that you were nearly sick, weren't you? It was silly, wasn't it?
It's like this big apple.
Like this big apple, yes, but you wouldn't put all that into at once, would you? Because you've got to crunch it and chew it before you swallow it. And the lilies and roses in there, Thomas, were the flowers that Daddy gave Mummy when you were born. Because the day you were born, Daddy went to the florist, or at least the following day, because you were born at night. The following day, Daddy came to the hospital with some flowers.
But my feet come here.
You put your foot on the table, that's not good manners, is it? Daddy came to the hospital with some flowers, just like the flowers that Mummy had in a wedding bouquet.
Get two ones.
Two ones? You're going to put 2 feet on the table, are you?
No, get on.
No, it's not nice putting feet on the table, is it?
Yes.
No, Thomas, you don't do that. That's naughty. But, of course, if you did that at somebody else's house, they'd never ever invite you again. Oh, bad manners. They'd say, what a naughty boy, that Thomas Henry. Wouldn't they? You sure you don't want some of this?
No.
And we've seen blossom on the trees, haven't we? That's the other sort of flowers we've seen a lot of at the moment. What colour is the blossom?
Pink and blue.
Pink and blue? Oh, I think it's pink and white. Some's pink, some's white.
We haven't really got a lot of blossom in our garden, have we? But also the neighbours have. And we were going to Didsbury the other day. Do you remember the those beautiful pink trees? It was at the petrol station with Joe and Tony, wasn't it?
Yeah. And Becky.
And Becky.
A man.
A man. Well, man is Becky's daddy, Joe's husband. He's Tony, not man.
Mummy, no give me your money.
Pardon?
Mum driving in the car.
The man drove in the car, yes. He drove the car.
Give your money, ain't. Mum gave you a sit on it.
Well, I think what happened, Thomas, Joe and Becky hadn't been to the toddler group before, had they? At Field and Park that we went to yesterday. And we invited them along as our guests. And Joe's husband was at home and had the car, don't they? So he said he would give us a lift. And because he gave us a lift there and back, when it came to paying the pound to get into toddler group, I said to Jo I would pay her money instead of her paying, because if Mummy had to get on the bus or go in a taxi, it would have cost me a lot more than a pound. So Mummy offered to pay, and Jo didn't want Mummy to. So when we got to the petrol station and Jo paid for her petrol, she got some change and she gave Mummy a pound to pay me back with the pound I'd lent her. And I said, no, I don't want it.
Then Tony, come back and sit on it.
And I just put it on the seat, didn't I? So when Tony got back in the car, he sat on it. He didn't realise it was there. But he would find it when he got out of the car. Because you know how we tell you to share?
Hmm?
You do that when you're grown up as well.
An ambulance
with a siren. That's right, we were sitting in the car and we saw an ambulance with a siren go past. What did it say?
Nina. Judge Becky missed it.
And by the time Becky heard the siren and she looked up, it had gone past, and you told her she'd missed it, didn't you?
Any more ambulance to one Nina go off?
Yes.
I need to get it right away.
You want me to get you a little ambulance for you?
Right away.
Right away. I've got to find it first, Thomas. Guess what's happened to one of the lights?
No!
It looks as if one of the little flashing lights from the top has fallen inside. But,
what?
Just be careful with it, because I'm sure Daddy can mend it for you, Thomas, if you're careful.
Okay. Hello.
Oh, he's at work at the moment, but when he comes home tonight, because he did have a look at it last night.
Look, very dark down there too.
It is very dark down there, the light's falling in. Daddy said he would have to get a long screwdriver, a very narrow long screwdriver, to fix it. So we're reminded.
A hammer.
A hammer. Now, I don't think a hammer would help. Is that how the light's falling in?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't help, does it?
Maybe for an end, I think. It's very big. Look! That caterpillar's gone away.
Has it? Yeah. Has the caterpillar crawled away?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
In
the
holly bush.
Onto the holly bush? We don't think we've got some holly bush. We've got some heather. That's the other thing growing in the garden quite nicely. Oh, don't make a noise with that, though. Because it's early in the morning, I'm having my breakfast, and I don't really want to listen to a siren, thank you. And you see we've got flowers on the curtains. Not real flowers, but patterns.
You missed the ambulance, Nina.
Have I missed the ambulance, is Nina?
No, then you'll come here now.
It's a bit noisy, Tommy.
Yes, it is.
Look, can you see on your plate there are some flowers? Right, let's just pop it to bed. Do you know what that is?
around here.
Ambulance is driving around the plate, is it? Thomas, what's on the plate? Tell me what you can see.
Slug, a slug.
It's not a slug. What is it? No? What is it?
Hollybushy.
It's not a hollybush. What is it?
It's a butterfly.
Look, the rabbit's picking some flowers. There's some more flowers growing on the lawn, the grass. What's this little mouse sitting?
It's not on my grass.
Someone don't steal.
It's a lady with no ninos. Then you can see a nino flashing.
I can see the lights flashing, yes.
One has fallen inside.
Yes, one of the little blue lights has fallen inside the ambulance.
Look at Oh dear. I need an echo wand.
Daddy said he would need a very tiny screwdriver, like the type of screwdriver Mummy uses to tighten up the glasses. But that one was too short. We need a very long, thin screwdriver. I'm sure he'll remember about it, Thomas. He did say he was going to get a screwdriver.
A pistol.
Well, I don't know whether he'll get it from Tesco. I think he's got one already. It was probably just in the car.
In the garage.
In the garage? Perhaps.
You hear silence, it's a fire engine. One of the two sounds, one enough.
Yes. Well, there are three lights on that ambulance, aren't there? Two at the front and one at the back, and it's one at the front that's fallen in. There's still one at the front and one at the back. Do the headlights flash as well, Thomas?
These ones?
Yes, their headlights. Do they flash as well? Well, they do, don't they? And what about the back? Is there anything at the back?
Yes, yeah, another flashing light.
Another flashing light? Wow.
There's also a fire engine. No ninos.
So a fire engine with no ninos? That's an ambulance, isn't it?
No, it's a fire engine.
A fire engine. Would you like to finish these tapes?
Therefore, Talker Thomas, find out what comes along.
Who's come along?
Fire engine.
Does it look like a fire engine to me?
This is his. It's a white fire engine.
It's a white fire engine. It's not. It's an ambulance.
Yes, not.
Bee-bar, bee-bar, bee-bar. Are you going to eat these tabries, Thomas? They're not cold now. Have a bite of that.
It smells dirty.
How can it smell dirty? It smells beautifully fruity. It's a little bit sharp though, but it might be a bit sour for you. You like things that are nice and sweet, don't you?
With the fire engine. Flashing lights.
What do the tweenies sing? That little song about the fire engine?
Woo woo! When the one electric went down here and they blew! Woo 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 woo!
Oh, it didn't blow that many times. You're singing the runaway train went down the hill and she blew. The runaway train went down the hill and she blew. No, I was meaning that the one that the Teletubbies, the tweenies sing when they're standing in a row. Four little firemen standing in a row.
One, two,
three, four. They go. Hop on the engine with a little shout. Quick as a wink, your fire is out.
Jake and Fizz got real fire.
Have they? They got real fire, Jake and Fizz?
Yes. Firemen, have a look.
Oh, I see, right.
The Fizz and Jake combed in a fire engine.
Did they? Jake and Fizz came in a fire engine, did they? Did you have a look? Each line of the song, as long as the tweenies goes away, the number of firemen goes up.
The fireman said, putting ninos down, like his. He said, that's too noisy.
Who said it was too noisy? Fizz?
Yes.
Is it usually Milo that makes all the noise in the tweenies?
Yes.
He's a bit like you, Milo, isn't he? Isabel likes Milo, and her daddy said she likes Milo because Milo's the noisy one.
Mermaid!
Three little firemen standing on the wall. 1, 2, 3, shh, shh, they go. Hop on the engine with a little shout. Quick as a wink, your fire is out.
What's this note say?
That note, it's a sticker on the ambulance. It's a sign with a red cross. Red cross means first aid in emergency.
There's maybe flying in.
Sue's car's there. She's not going to work.
Look.